T-Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty.
N0TR.
I was hoping I was going to catch Jerry back in here. I was going to tell him why he didn't find stuff at Publix when he went. And all he said, they didn't find anything there. I found out the Publix stores, their computer system went down for all their deliveries. And this store where I am, they didn't have any meats and things, fresh meats. But they hadn't gotten the delivery in 2 days. So how about that?
There for Jerry. Well, that sucks. Yeah, we love Publix. They're a great store. That's where we get our spicy wings at. They are not too spicy, and they are excellent. But we thought about doing that just a minute ago, matter of fact. I just went down and had my left eye lasered and waited until 12:58, walked back to the room where the doctor comes in, waited until about 12:08, and at 12:10, I walked out of there with my eye all fixed back. The sack around the lens got a little foggy. It's 2 microns thick, if you can visualize that, Rusty.
Not very thick. And, that's one of those things. You have to have a special instrument to measure it, that thickness and all. And I used to have a micrometer so I could measure things that side. But it got broke, and I never replaced it because I didn't have a need for it again. Anyway, and I like Publix wings. I just didn't want any today. I've got a nice top sirloin filet sitting at home in the fridge where it's thawed out. I fixed it up, brought it here about a week or so ago. There was two of them in the pack. I got them at Publix, and they're about an inch and a quarter thick. And I put them up in. Used my food saver, put those suckers down into one of the bags with all the seasonings I like on them, and sealed that sucker up, and it's been in the fridge for a couple of weeks, so it's had a time to get nice and marinated, you know?
I should say so. Sounds yummy. Well, 2 microns is 0.000002. And I've yet to see a caliper or a mic that would measure that. But at any rate, just being picky. No, I have mics, and I have a Brown and Sharp vernier caliper that will measure down to tenths of a thousandth. And that's a great deal thinner than most of the mics at the machine shop I worked at would ever measure. There was only one person that had that, and that was in the tool room. And that's not near down the thinness of what he was talking about. He said, you'll have to figure out the zeros, Tom. He said, I don't. Right off the top of my head, I said, well, there's six. And he is the one doing it. But occasionally after laser surgery, the lens sack will cloud, and it's not near like the one where you go down to the surgery center. It's just one in the office. It should never occur again. And oh gosh, I had that done what, 2 years ago, Bernice?
No, a year.
A year ago. And it was bugging me. Because I had one guy tell me laser surgery don't last. Well, he said, no, that's not the case. He says, this happens because of the laser. And he says, it won't happen again. So that relieved my little pea brain.
The micrometer that I had was based on a laser, and it was electronic. It could do some real fine measuring, and I had it because of some stuff we were working on computer wise where I worked, and I had it for a number of years now, and then here about 3 years ago I went to get it out. And it was in lots of pieces in the box. It looked like something had been dropped on it. And I don't remember dropping anything on it. But, you know, that's one of those things. You try to remember it and hope it works, and then if it doesn't, well, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, but it was nice when I had it, because I could really measure some real thin stuff, and some of the stuff I was working on with computers, it had to be that way. But, you know, kind of yucky out here today. It's running at around 59, 60 degrees. I don't think it's going to get up to the 70-something, the 70 they were talking about today, unless it all of a sudden the sun pops out. But, oh well. You know, it is what it is. We'll put up with it. And I'm going back to the house and stay there until it's time to leave for choir rehearsal tonight. And then I'll head there. Yeah, I'm going to put that steak in the air fryer this afternoon and a potato for baking in the microwave. So I'm going to have baked potato and my steak and baked potato later today.
Yarn. Well, most of my time has been in the waiting room today, so nothing exciting. I did talk to HSX there early this morning on the way down there, about 10 to 11 o'clock in that area. I actually got a text from the doctor, said your time had been moved up to 11 from 11:10, and you had to accept that, and I did. And I sit out in the waiting room till 12. But anyways, you expect that. Doctors, it's not a perfect art, and they never know how long it's going to take per patient in reality. But sometimes you get rolled through, okay. Well, I don't know what we're having for lunch. Beans Bernice said she didn't want to stop for chicken wings yet. I had an egg and sausage and toast this morning and hash browns. So I'm not really all that hungry yet, Rusty.
T-Mobile. Well, let's see. I had a bowl of oatmeal with cinnamon and apples in it. And that was good. And, but, you know, and here in about, let's see, it's 12:30 now, and about 1:30, I'll start the microwave, everything heating up. I'll wash my potato and get it wrapped and salted down and ready to go in the microwave, and I'll get the air fryer heating up so I can put the, steak in there and let it cook, and, you know, so I figure I'll start all that about 1:30, and then I'll eat lunch a little after 2, and about 2:30, something like that, and that'll take me through for the rest of the day. And I'll have an orange later. Got some noodle oranges that they're in the orange family that Publix is carrying now, and they're expensive, $3.99 a pound. And I bought two of them the other day, but they're a funny looking thing. They peel like a tangerine, and they've got the juiciness of a good a good navel orange. So I'm gonna see what they're like. Everybody's been talking about them, so I figured I'd get a couple and try them. You know,
I got kind of a bump on one end of them.
The ones.
I'll give it a try on your recommendation. Sounds good. I like to do that. Well, we've been getting some really good oranges from Aldi's lately. They're red meat in them, and oh, they're delicious. And by the way, the weatherman did say that we're supposed to get sunshine later, but it's going to have to hurry up a bunch, or it's not going to pop through this overcast. It's been all misty in that ever since early this morning. I'm showing 59 where I'm at now. It was 61. So, like you said, may not do much. I'll go out and check the birds later, but I think they got plenty of food and water. But that's about all I'm going to stick my head out for. I mowed grass yesterday, and of course, last night I couldn't hardly walk because my lower back was hurting so bad, but I still enjoy it some.
Well, I wish I could. Of course, right now I don't have a lawnmower, so it wouldn't do me any good to want to. My lawnmower has died. The shaft on it is broken, and you know, it won't crank once the shaft breaks and everything. So, and I haven't couldn't afford to get it fixed, and wasn't interested in buying a new one. And I've got a fellow that comes, you know, whenever I call him. And for $25, he mows my grass. Or he, like the other day, he come and blew a bunch of leaves away for me, and cleaned up part of my yard where hopefully this summer I'm going to get put down some sod in this area and let grass start growing back, because I've got some good soil up there. I just need to get some good grass up there. All right, Tom, well, I have pulled back in the yard, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s, and I'll catch up later, and you and Bernice have a good afternoon. N0TR, W2T.
I heard somebody break in. Yeah, we had an experience at the doctor's office. I went off, and I don't usually run the lights on full on unless it's raining. Usually on automatic, they'll come on. Well, they didn't. So I turned to full on. When I come back out, the battery was dead. Well, the other day, I'd been looking at these lithium-ion booster things at Costco's. And I decided finally to give it up and buy one. Boy, that sucker works like a dream. It just started it right up. She was listening to the radio, and the ham radio was on, and you know, the 2 meter, and the headlights were on, and it was dead. So I'm going to get them to load test it and make sure that it's still good. It's several years old. Talk to you later, Rusty. W2T in 0TR73. There he is. Hi, Steve. And did HSX get in touch with you? He was trying this morning and no joy.
Yeah, I was kind of tied up this morning. Me and W4EEY, Gary, and KZ4M, Tom, and I cannot remember Bill's call sign, N4IQ. We all met up over at Matt's place, and I don't recall, it's N4 something or other. Anyhow, you know him from the club. But we all met up over there, and I took my John Deere over there, and we put 47 80-pound bags of concrete in the ground.
Nice almighty. Wow. Putting up a tower?
Yether, yether. Sure did. Got the main column in the ground for a Ron 25. And tell you what, Matt had all the concrete in his garage on a pallet, and he was putting the tower around at the opposite end back corner of his house. And I tell you what, if I hadn't had that John Deere over there, we'd be hurting right now. We did the whole thing in about 2 hours.
Thank you, Steve. Well, I would have said I'd have done ready mix. Wow, did you have the mixer there, I assume, or did you just pour it in there and pour water on it?
Combination of both.
Well, that's great. I was telling Rusty there at the last, I bought one of those lithium-ion battery packs and just throwed it in the back of the Avalon here for the heck of it. You know, the battery ran down out in front of the doctor's office because I left the lights on. Lanise was in the car waiting on me in case she had to drive home if they dilated both my eyes or something. It was dead in the doornail. And boy, that little old thing, palm size, it just started the car right up.
Oh, they're fantastic. Let me tell you something. I have actually jumped off a Chevy diesel with one time a few years ago, and they're fantastic. I keep one in my wife's car. I keep one in my truck here. And, hey, when you need it, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, I'm going to have this battery load tested. I think it's 4 years old or so, but it was one of Advanced Auto's better batteries, but I wouldn't have thought it had went down in an hour with the lights on, but these are high-intensity lights, so very possible, especially with the radio going and the 2 two-meter rig going. I might just do that. We don't drive the truck that often, but I keep jumper cables in both of them. And you know, a guy come out of that doctor's office within 5 minutes and offered to help us out. I was really surprised at that. And I didn't even know how to run the stupid thing, because you got to look at the LCD and follow the instructions. And it was easy as pie. And so that was nice of him. Now, I'm sure he'd give me a jump if I needed it. And I always do that, too, if I see somebody that's in need. But, well, you did a fine job there and a good deed for the day. I'll put a star on the wall for you there. And maybe the good Lord's looking down on you in a positive respect, which usually that'd be out of character for you. So I had to throw one bad one in there. Anyway, Steve, we're home. I'll catch you later. Y'all have a good day. KN4VWA and 0TR.
Good afternoon, buddy. And whatever you get your mischief into, just don't get caught. I'll talk to you again soon. 73, KN4VWA, clear.
KN4 Italy, Quebec, Bubba.
So it's good seeing you today. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Yeah. That was fun. I think everybody had a good time. It's always nice when you can have fun and accomplish something that's going to do somebody some good.
Kudos to Steve. His tractor made all the difference.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, I'm sure that saved us a lot of time as well as just back-breaking effort.
You're there. Put on the top coat, and that was looking really good. So I think Matt will be happy.
Yeah, we have to call Steve the tool man, because he had all the right stuff to do that. That really went well. And I never realized you could just pour Sacrete in, add water, and not have to mix it. I'd never seen that done before, but obviously it must work. That saved time as well.
Somebody come again?
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't matter. Go ahead, Gary.
Where I am on the frequency, I'm not sure, but yeah, that was good. And yeah, it'd be nice for Matt to have a directional antenna up for his contesting efforts. That'll go well. Hey, Tom.
Long time no talk. Y'all are being strangers. yeah, Bill, I've built a lot of decks and pole sheds and such, and I've never mixed it. I've always dug a hole, poured the mix in there, hit it with water. But I just didn't know if it was as structurally sound as mixing it in this application. I've never done it pouring, a footer or a slab or something like that before. So, hey, I'll go with the flow.
It saves a lot of time, I tell you that. what do I know?
A mixed concrete might have some greater strength, adhesive, I don't know what you call it, stickiness to each other, I don't know, but for the purpose that it was there to ballast the bottom of the tower, I think it should adhere just fine and work perfectly. So, but we'll find out. If it comes over, then we'll know we were wrong.
So, that makes probably interesting. To the question is what you should do and what would be required.
Probably done something a little bit different if it was going to be freestanding, but with it being guide, I mean, all we're doing is keeping the bottom where it's supposed to be.
Kitchen pole that's going to get the tower sections up there.
Bob does. I talked to Matt about it, and he said Bob.
As friends right now.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Right, thanks.
I wonder how Fred's doing.
Yeah, hanging in there, and no symptoms, or, you know, you can get it, but with no symptoms, that would be the best.
I was wondering if, it seemed like Fred said he had gotten his shots. I don't know if he had or not. No? I know, I feel a lot safer now that I've had mine. It's over 3 weeks ago, going on 4 weeks now for me, and the last one. It's just really changed my attitude about going out to eat. I'm still careful, but I just give me a different attitude.
Is dying. It made a funny sound. I looked down at the display, and there were characters that I did not recognize. It would not transmit or receive. I turned the radio off, turned it back on, and lo and behold, I'm back.
So you're on D-Star with that radio?
I just had asterisks all across the screen and was dead. I don't know.
You know, I've tried, well, this kind of goes to Gary. I've tried listening on the Fusion and, what is it, the 4CFM? I believe that's what they call it. Tried to find repeaters and locally. I can't find anything to use that mode on. I monitored the HF up on 10 meters. I haven't heard anything. Have you ever used that mode, Gary?
I even forget it's in the radio. I guess, though, if you got a hot spot set up, you know, connected to the internet, that might be a way that you could really test it out. There's been on the groups IO for the 991 folks talking about that.
Yeah, I've got D-Star on my computer, and I every once in a while I get in on there. I just use my computer. I've got a, it's not a hotspot, but a dongle. It works really well, but I used to talk to my friend in Birmingham on it, but he's there, but he's never there, if you know what I mean. So I have probably turned it on in over a month. So anyway, I'm just about to do my turn off here on 101. It really doesn't take too long, and it looks like everything's drying off.
Highway 11, about 10 miles away from Gear Highway. And, yeah, the roads are dry here. It's still overcast and cloudy, but, yeah, at least the rains have stopped.
Have you been getting on with your 990?
Just a bit there with Bill.
I'm on 26, just south of Reedville Road. It looks like it has rained here, but everything's dry. Just kind of like that dark color, but it still looks cloudy.
I'll go away. Yeah, I was wondering if you've been on your 990 any.
In the last month or two, because I haven't spent much time at home. I've been down at her house. When I'm at home, I get on it.
And like last time I talked to you, before today, you're still working on your antenna.
I had it done, and I was wanting to add a couple of more antennas. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. It's horrible to have that switch and all the equipment that I do, and I'm not using them. But I really need to get an antenna down the Lawrence.
But, you know, my brother is in Pageland now. I was trying to explain to Gary where that is. It's in the middle of nowhere. But hopefully next week he'll have some kind of antenna up. He just moved in his house this past weekend. So hopefully he's going to have an antenna. We're trying to get some skids going. He's got his equipment all installed, but no antennas.
What everybody asks, why don't I take my radio down there? And, well, there's no antenna down there to hook it to.
going to start probably get on there first with a Outback 500. So it'll take 500 watt sideband. You know, it's mounted on a tripod. I'm sure you've seen that before, and it's a 12 foot whip. So we'll probably try to have a daytime schedule on 40. I don't know if it'd be on sideband, but get going. And he's got my R7, so that's going to be pretty straightforward to get it going. He just got to get the hole dug and everything put on it. So I'm hoping that within 2 weeks he'll have that one.
Travel to where he's at?
I don't know. It may travel through the earth, you know, that sort of thing. Subsonic or something, I don't know. But there's no way to get there. I know that. Butterfield yesterday, he slipped and fell on the stairs going into his house. I think he was actually leaving the house. And he fell, and when he fell head first, flat on the concrete, and he ended up with 8 stitches this weekend, and spent a good part of his weekend in the ER. I didn't know if you heard about that. He sent me a photograph. My goodness, I mean, his eyes are black and blue, and bandages over his eyes. He really had a bad fall.
Oh man, that's no good. He did not need that. I did not know about that. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
No, I didn't know about that either. You know, KM4 LBO is not far at all from Jim's house, so he's close to us down there.
I'm not far from him, that's for sure. I didn't know he was going to go up to Fred's place. And Bob, this past weekend, they were going to put up the 160, I guess, inverted L, I suppose that's what it was, with the folded counterpoise. And I never heard from him. And so when I sent him a text yesterday, he sent pictures. It looked like somebody took a baseball bat and hit him across his face. I mean, you know, above the nose. At the ER, I don't know. Make sure he didn't have a concussion.
Consider himself pretty lucky.
Bright side. Also, that maybe that kept him from getting exposed to COVID.
Highway 11, just crossing over 25. Still en route to Gear Highway.
I'm gonna go ahead and sign. You guys. Be careful, 73. Give me a call if you need me. I'm going to put this thing to rest. Kilo Z4, Mike.
Have a good afternoon. We finished pretty early, so plenty of time to work on a project when you get home. And I'm only probably less than 10 minutes away from my house. 73's M4IQ.
Okay, Tom, 73, have a great day, and we'll look for you later. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.